Welcome into this Carrier Update. I'm Tony Mulvey, joined by Donnie Gilbert. And Donnie, seeing kind of what we expected to see, volumes start to decline heading into the holiday, rejection rates coming up, kind of a seasonal normal. But on the bright side, you look at where volumes are, even though they've come down, they're still better than where they were for much of November and October.
Yeah, so we still, our volumes are still elevated, but I think we'll see these drop down fairly quick over the next few days. Although this looks really aggressive, this is actually just 1% here, just about 1% over 7 or 8 days here. But it is increasing. Rejection rates are on the rise. Spot rates typically follow this, but spot rates were headed the other direction. But we've seen a change come Monday, and we'll look at that actually in our next segment. But right now, when I saw this big drop here, again, the volumes continue to fall, I immediately wanted to go over and look at OTVI, which is on our next chart here, and see how far it had dropped down. So again, we've lost about another 400 points here. We're still above 11,000. If we continue this pace here, we might be below 10,000 here fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Which is showing the deterioration of the markets here. Like I said, this typically happens after.
This is normal.
About the 15th. Yeah, we see, right now, the only contracted freight that's being delivered is those that are going from DCs to stores or late arrivals.
Yeah.
Right now, it's mainly just the refills. And we'll see volumes drop, and weaken through the latter part of December, January, and February.
But then you look at rejection rates, and the scale kind of skews it a little. But I mean, that jump in a day is a sizable increase, right? I mean, you're talking, I say sizable in comparison to what we've seen throughout much
of the year. It's exciting because we haven't seen
it. Yeah, it's moving in the direction we would expect it to move. And what we need it to move from a carrier perspective to kind of firm up spot rates. And like you said, we'll talk about it in the next segment, but you're seeing an upward, you see kind of a reversal in spot rates.
Yeah,
and
I don't believe this will get above 5%. I might be wrong. It might get above 5% here. We got 6 days left.
I would put it before the new year, I would think we're above 5%.
This continues after Christmas, yes.
Yeah.
And it should.
Given the way the holidays fall this year, I would think it could happen, just given Christmas Day is a Monday. It's probably going to be more impactful, say, next year, where Christmas Day moves back a couple days. But I think it'll be Wednesday of next year. But that plays a bigger kind of impact.
That will skew the capacity because it messes up right there.
It almost messes up for 2 full weeks versus right now, you're a week, maybe 10 days where you can.
Well, shippers have a lot of days in there to do their shipping. The way Christmas Eve and Christmas is falling this year.
Yeah, because they have this full week.
Only thing that could be better was if Christmas is on Sunday and Christmas Eve is on Saturday.
Yes.
There will be less disruptions this year. Like I say, when you say it falls on a Wednesday or Thursday.
I think next week's a Wednesday.
So we'll see. Let's do check out here one more chart here. And this is kind of explains it all. This is how our shippers are reacting to the current market conditions. There's no real push up in their lead times. They're not under pressure. They're cruising right along. And you can see that in their rates as well. If things started to tighten up, then you would see tender lead times be extended, spot rates probably start to increase.
If you wanted to look at why the pricing power index is at 35, this is one of the charts to look at, because we talk about volume and capacity, right? And how they work together. This is the other side of it, right? If shippers were feeling pressure and carriers had some pricing power, you would see this higher than where it is currently, right? You see it around the holidays.
It's been steady for all month long.
Well, it's kind of in this downward trend since the beginning of the month. Not by much, but.
Yeah. And this, you would see big spikes like right around the holidays. You'll see this again as we get to Christmas, but you'd have thought that it already started, being Christmas is 6 days away.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee Nix.